Provenance Labs.
AI synthesized research for decision makers.
Here is a puzzle. Clinical trial teams spend months building analysis code, but they cannot run it against real patient data until the data lock lifts. Every bug found at that moment costs weeks. What if you could validate everything beforehand, without ever touching protected health information?
Right, and that is exactly what a new literature survey from Provenance Labs explores, spanning 9 papers across AR14, PubMed, Semantic Scholar, and MedRxiv. The researchers asked, is anyone using synthetic data as a safe, PHI-free way to develop analysis pipelines before real data is available? What they found is striking. All the pieces exist, but nobody has connected them.
The survey draws a critical line between two paradigms. The dominant one, clinical mimicry, asks whether synthetic data can fool a statistician. Papers like TrialSynth, using variational autoencoders and Hox processes, and Azizi et al., validated in BMJ Open with 94 citations, push this to remarkable fidelity. Mangino et al. Even published a JCTS tutorial on using GANs for synthetic clinical data. But the survey proposes something different, workflow utility. The question is not whether synthetic data looks clinically real. It is whether it exercises the same code paths, variable names, visit structures, and missingness patterns as your real data. Structural fidelity, not clinical believability.
What I find compelling is how ready the publication landscape is. The Journal of Clinical and Translational Science, JCTS, has an active conversation right now about simulation for trial preparation. Takeman published a piece in 2026 arguing simulation should be standard before trial launch, and two other researchers, Daydies and Guillet, responded in the same journal. 4 of the 9 papers in this survey came from JCTS. And the journal has an upcoming special issue on AI and clinical research. The venue, the conversation, the timing, they are all aligned.
So where does that leave us? The tools are mature. DOCI test modeled a virtual multicentric clinical trial with Monte Carlo methods to validate the workflow pipeline itself, not just patient outcomes. Pedalcorin built a reproducible informatics pipeline for simulating oncology trial data. But every existing paper either optimizes for clinical realism or validates final outputs. Nobody addresses the specific in-between step, pre-data lock code development, where you write and debug your entire analysis suite against PHI-free data. That value proposition is genuinely unclaimed in the literature.
Here is the practical message for clinical trial teams. You do not need synthetic patients that could fool a clinician. You need synthetic datasets that share your real data structure, the variable names, the visit schedules, the codebooks, the missingness patterns. Build your entire analysis pipeline against those. Validate every code path and fix every bug. When the data lock lifts and the real data flows in, your code is already battle-tested and ready to produce results.
That is the Provenance Labs deep dive.
Full brief and slide deck are in the vault. Thanks for listening.